AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's former personal lawyer, Alina Haba, has been disqualified to serve as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor.
A federal appeals court said the Trump administration maneuvers to keep Haba in the role were contrary to federal laws governing appointments. A panel of judges in Philadelphia sided with a lower court ruling after hearing oral arguments in October. The ruling comes amid the push by Trump's Republican administration to keep Haba as the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey. That's a powerful post charged with enforcing federal criminal and civil law. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
French President Emmanuel Macron says talks on a U.S. proposal could be a turning point for peace in Ukraine and security for Europe. Macron met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Details are scarce. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Ukraine has a voice.
They want peace, but it's also about securing an end to the war that leaves Ukraine sovereign and independent and with an opportunity at real prosperity.
Melania Trump has decorated the White House for the holidays. Her theme is Home is Where the Heart Is. The AP's Darlene Superville is at the White House.
Each year, the pastry chef and the first lady highlight something special about the White House. And this year's feature is a sneak peek into the Yellow Oval Room. That is a sitting room in the private living quarters for the president and first lady that's on the second floor of the White House. And what you see in the gingerbread house of the Yellow Oval Room is decorated just as it is in the actual White House.
The First Lady's decor also gives a nod to next year's 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and the founding of the country. Bitcoin companies tied to cryptocurrencies are extending a nearly two-month swoon, tracking with a broader market sell-off in technology companies that many see as overvalued. Officials say the UK has sealed a deal, securing a 0% tariff rate for all UK medicines exported to the U.S. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are giving back some of last week's rally as Bitcoin and other former stars of Wall Street fall again. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% in the first hour of trading Monday. The index is on track to break a five-day winning streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 343 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.7%. Crypto-related stocks sank after the price of Bitcoin fell below $86,000. That's down from more than $125,000 in October. Coinbase and Robinhood each fell about 6%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.08%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More information on these and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.